Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. McCuskey goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Walker scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Almada moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn bunts towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to third. Grace moves to second. 1 out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Almada scores. Grace scores. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kress moves to third. Clift moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. Cliff scores. Hoag moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. George Gill now pitching. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn is walked intentionally. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Gill fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Grace reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gill, and towards Gehringer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Kress moves to second. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Kress scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein pinch hits for George Gill. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Lynn now pitching. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Glenn hits a pop-up towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman now playing third base. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grace hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Lynn covering, for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hoag bunts towards the mound. Lynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.